This has been an interesting week because Golden State, everybody gets worked up about Golden State. I'm looking ahead to San Antonio because I love the Spurs and I like, frankly, I like Greg Popovich. But, you know, everybody gets worked up about Golden State. That's great. Golden State, great team, streaking team. Here comes Kobe. Everybody's worked up about Kobe. Kobe, a great player. That's fine. Here comes San Antonio and you guys beat San Antonio. And now you got Milwaukee and then you got Philadelphia with that record. How as a coach, how difficult is it for you to have a week like that where you're, you know, your guys are getting up to play a team that's flirting with history? Then you're playing a guy who's one of the best players a lot of them have ever seen in person, if not the best player. Some of them have idolized him. Now here comes San Antonio. We know what they're about. And then, oh, yeah, now you got Milwaukee, which is a good team, and then Philadelphia. How hard is that for you to coach those run of games?
Well, it's been our Achilles heel. You know, we have had good games, won a big game in Washington, come back. We struggle and get beat Phoenix. We have a emotional game in Atlanta, come back game in Atlanta. Next night we have Denver, and they get us here. So our comeback, our bounce back against, you know, and again, I don't even want to call them middle-of-the-road teams because every team on any given night in the NBA can beat anybody. And I've made that point to everybody. They get paid twice a month like everybody else. So this has been our biggest mission is to play up to the level that we play like we do against San Antonio, against Golden State, against Washington, against Atlanta. Okay, there's what, 19 other teams in the league that we got to compete against and play and keep that intensity, the focus, and the execution against everybody else. Just don't get up for the highlight games or the so-called glamour games. We've got to play with a consistent focus and develop that. That's got to be our playing personality every time we step on the floor.
Now, I think I know what your answer is going to be, but I am going to ask you anyhow. Any update on the status of Damari Carroll?
No, he's still out. As you know, it's going to be a while, and he's working diligently to try to get back with us and get that knee stronger and well. And so I definitely don't know exactly when it's going to be, Jeff. So he's still on ice.
Is the that's actually a good choice of words, I would think, given the interview. Is the plantar fasciitis making it harder for him to rehab?
Well, not necessarily. You know, you don't know which is causing which, and which is you know bothering. But matter of fact, it's much better now. I mean, as far as that's concerned. But what could flare it up? And again, I'm not a doctor. Whatever is favoring it over the knee. So you got to be careful from that standpoint. So you don't know which is causing which. You know, both of them are nagging, you know, bothersome injuries that is going to keep you from keeping it in great condition and keeping your timing and keeping the rust off. So, but DeMar is a great worker. He's very diligent in his work. He seems like he's in the training room the entire day trying to get everything right. So if anybody's going to come back from it, you know, sooner rather than later will be DeMar.
As part of the shuffling that's gone on, you've given Terrence Ross a couple of starts. What have you seen in those starts from Terrence?
Well, you know, again, Terrence is a shooter. I thought he shot the ball well against Los Angeles and against San Antonio. He rushed it a little bit. I thought his defense has improved. His concentration level has improved on every possession, and that's been his biggest chore is to make sure he stays focused on every possession, on offense and defense, especially when he doesn't have the ball on the offensive end. But defensively, he did a good job. Tonight he's going to have Chris Middleton, who is an excellent scorer. You know, he doesn't have the name Kobe, doesn't have the name Parker or whatever, but he is an NBA scorer. So those are the levels that he's got to bring his level up to guard the guys like that and to be able to defend and get motivated and stay energized on every possession against a guy like Middleton and Antetokounmpo and guys like that.
You know, one of the things I really liked about the game against San Antonio was for a team that was without Jonas, without Damari Carroll, I mean, you were shorthanded. You managed to nip the odd San Antonio Spurs run. You managed to nip it in the bud. The NBA is a game of runs, right? and right. you guys were able to get a stop when you needed it, or force a turnover when you needed it. And, you know, I watched that game and I came away thinking that's almost kind of like a playoff game in some ways. You know, the way the game wound down, it's almost like a playoff game. You had to be happy with the way you were able to sort of to get that timely stop.
Well, you got it right on the head, Jeff. We got the stops when we needed to, and we scored in crucial situations. I thought DeMar DeRozan was very efficient in his execution in that game. Like you said, you knew San Antonio was going to make a run. We matched it. We matched it with a stop and a score, and which was huge in those situations. And you can't have droughts in that situation offensively after you do work hard to get a stop, because it just puts too much pressure on your defense when you don't come down and get a fairly easy bucket or a good look on the offensive end. We were able to do that, and I thought that was one of our most complete games from start to finish. We start out good in the first quarter, which has been an Achilles heel, our slow starts. It's funny, we're 29th in scoring in the first quarter, and that same group, starters in the third quarter were second. Hmm. The last time I looked at the numbers, and they were third in the fourth quarter. So, again, it's our approach to the beginning of the game and then maintaining that being consistent with that focus and everything to the game.
You know, with the injuries to Jonas and to DeMar, of course, last year you were without DeMar for a stretch with the adductor injury. You managed to survive that, but I think a lot of us thought that, you know, as a result of that, quite frankly, Kyle kind of wore down. I mean, Kyle had a lot in his shoulders last year, and I think it probably caught up to him in the playoffs. It's apparent this year, though, that not just Corey Joseph is going to get a lot of the credit for it, but in general, Dwayne, it seems as if you have a bench that can do more things together, that you have more combinations you can use this year than you could use last year.
Well, Corey's a hub of that. I mean, he's a guy that can come in and play multiple positions. The key thing, Jeff, he can guard multiple positions. So, you know, not only can he guard the point guard, he can slide over and guard a two guard that can chase him off screen. So he's allowed DeMar and Kyle to take a little bit less of a load defensively and offensively by handling the basketball. So he's been the hub around those two positions and sometimes three positions for where we can go small. That's really helped us a lot in those situations. And Patrick the other night was able to guard Kawhi Leonard at the three position, which was very helpful. And James Johnson has come in and been solid in his stints when he comes in the game. And that's what we need from him is just solid basketball. We don't need anything spectacular, just solid. And he and Pat both were able to man that three position and take some of the load off of DeMar and Kyle. And so, you're right. Those three guys, Corey, Pat, and James, have been able to help us in that situation since DeMar has been out.
Dwayne, before we let you run, one of the things that, against San Antonio, I think it might have been just by the start of the second quarter, DeMar already had four assists. He did a great job distributing. It was a very efficient game. I mean, 64 shots, I think, was the season low for you guys. What's a good game for DeMar in terms of assists? Like, how does his role as a distributor fit in to what you need from him to be successful?
Well, he's right there. Three or four assists, I know that's a lot from him. But when teams are trying to take him out, you know, they usually choose between Kyle and DeMar who they're going to double team, who they're going to stick with, stunt and stay with, and make sure that they beat him with the pass. You know, those are the nights that DeMar is going to have to be a quarterback. He's going to have to be a quasi point guard in those situations, distributing the basketball, making them pay for sending two guys at him. And he's really, really improved over the last couple of years of doing that, letting the game come to him. He's got to continue to do that, be efficient. Don't feel like he's got to do too much with basketball and be a quarterback. And if they're going to try to take it out of his hands, Kyle is shooting the ball very well. Patrick is shooting the ball very well. Is making them pay with the pass and then trusting the pass. And when I do give it up, I will get it back on the weak side, beating the team with the pass and trusting the pass is huge for DeMar.